Bible tells me of a man that was born under the Nazarite vow. He was God's man, just like I'm God's little boy. But sad, sad, there came a day when Samson took a walk down Lover's Lane. He saw a pretty girl with pretty blue eyes. Samson said, "Boy, she pleases me well." Samson had no right pleasing himself. He was God's man. Too many men today are coming up to the altar seeking Sal Johnson instead of salvation. They should keep their eyes on God and seek God. I say, when a child of God marries a child of the devil, there is going to be father-in-law trouble every time. Delilah took Samson and she coaxed him as only a woman can coax, until finally he told the secret of his great power with God. And then she got the Philistines and Barber. They came and went skip, skip, until the seven locks of Samson's hair was off. Delilah said, "Samson, awake, the Philistines are upon thee." He woke up and he shook himself as before, and he wist not that the Spirit of the Lord had departed from him. They took him and they poked his eyes out. He took a ride in the prison house. That's what happened to God's man when he tried to serve two masters and live for Jesus on Sunday and act like the devil all week. It cannot be done. I say the devil is robbing too many people of their power with God. I plead with you, don't neglect my Jesus, for how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? I say neglect is the most destructive sin that has ever been committed by the human race. On life's highway, from the cradle to the grave, from time to eternity, all you have to do to be lost is neglect my Jesus. I plead with you, don't procrastinate. Don't put off.